from the Cruise Radio studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Last week, St. Martin saw six ships in one day, the most the port has seen in 18 months. They were Sky Princess, Aida Luna, Aida Diva, Marella Discovery, Explorer of the Seas, and Jewel of the Seas. The vessels docked at Phillipsburg's two cruise piers brought over 7,500 visitors to St. Martin. And Princess Cruises has delayed the restart of two more voyages on two of its ships. Crown Princess sailings through April 29th have been canceled, as well as Island Princess's voyages through April 17th. The first cruise for Island will now be a Panama Canal cruise on April 27th, and Crown Princess won't sail until May 7th up in Alaska. Passengers impacted can transfer to a similar itinerary, receive a future cruise credit, or get a full refund. And Carnival Cruise Line brand ambassador John Heald announced on his Facebook page last week that the line has started slightly increasing its onboard capacity. He also revealed that Carnival's pierside testing program for November has been extended into December for vaccinated passengers by appointment only. And just to clarify here, it's not that they're doing mandatory testing at the pier. You have to have that negative test in order to sail. But if you can't get the test results in time, you can make an appointment at, say, Port Canaveral to have it done before you embark for an additional fee. You can read more questions Heald answered at our website, cruiseradio.net. And cruise line stocks were up on Monday. Carnival Corporation up 1.1, 18.16. Royal Caribbean up 2.8, 69.89. And Norwegian up 0.8, 20.22. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a good one.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.